This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
To you, Senator McConnell, I just want you to know, I was shot in a prayer group. So what's your plan B?
Seems the gun protests have come home to roost for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in his home state of Kentucky.
I believe to this day, the red flag law would have been in effect, my son would be alive today. It would have been it. If we had background checks, there might have been a possibility my daughter would be alive because guns may not have made it to that venue that night.
Dean Walker is a resident of Louisville, Kentucky, who lost a son to suicide and a daughter in a separate shooting incident.
If you don't get on board with making it safe in this country, get you out of office.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected a call by more than 200 U.S. mayors to bring the Senate back into session and move on gun safety legislation. But he said that he hopes to consider the legislation to expand federal background checks and other violence measures when Congress resumes in the fall.
These discussions need to occur. We're going to begin the discussions during the August break. And when we get back, hopefully we'll be in a position to agree on things on a bipartisan basis and go forward and make a law.
In the meantime, a man in Missouri threw quite a scare into Walmart shoppers on Thursday afternoon. AP correspondent Mike Grossier reports.
An alert off-duty firefighter may have prevented a massacre at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri, Thursday afternoon. The firefighter confronted an armed man who showed up wearing body armor and held the 20-year-old suspect at gunpoint until police arrived. In a post on Facebook, Springfield police said an armed individual was arrested. The Springfield News Leader quoted Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas as saying the man walked inside the Walmart carrying a tactical rifle and another gun. Lucas said the man had more than 100 rounds of ammunition. I'm Mike Grossia.
This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Friday the U.S. and South Korea share a vision of a peaceful Korean peninsula and declared the two allies would keep collaborating on North Korea and other issues.
I come here today to reaffirm that our United States Republic of Korea alliance is ironclad. It is the linchpin of peace and security, both on the Korean Peninsula and in Northeast Asia.
He added the two allies would ensure the readiness of our combined forces to defend ourselves while also creating space for diplomacy. Washington and Seoul have not always enjoyed the warmest of relations and have not always agreed on how to address the nuclear-armed North. As Indian Kashmir remained in an unprecedented lockdown, Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised Kashmiris the beginning of a new era as a result of his government's decision to scrap the region's special status and bring it under New Delhi's control. In an address made on television and radio on Thursday, Modi defended revoking the constitutional provision under which Kashmir would make its own laws, saying it had impeded its progress, given rise to terrorism, and was used as a weapon by rival Pakistan. New Delhi blames Islamabad for fomenting a violent three-decade separatist insurgency. U.S. President Donald Trump has wiped the slate clean at the nation's lead intelligence agency. President Trump accepted the resignation of Principal Deputy Director of National Intelligence Sue Gordon late Thursday, less than 2 weeks after announcing the agency's director Dan Coats would also be leaving. Less than an hour later, Trump tweeted Joseph McGuire, a retired admiral who's been serving as director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, would take over as acting director of National Intelligence on August the 15th, the day the resignations of Coates and Gordon are to take effect. Dozens of immigrant workers have been released one day after being detained in the largest immigration raid in a decade in the United States. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials said 680, mostly Latino workers, were arrested at seven Mississippi chicken processing plants in Wednesday's raids. But immigration lawyers said that by Thursday morning, about five busloads of people had been released. Mike Hurst is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Mississippi.
Now, while we are a nation of immigrants, more than that, we are first and foremost a nation of laws.
Bill Chandler is the executive director of the Mississippi Immigrants' Rights Alliance.
That's all in the name of white supremacy. They don't want people of color. They haven't figured out what to do with African Americans just yet, besides gerrymandering their districts. And now they don't want, they see a future where Latinos and other immigrants will bond together.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
The VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA.